The Bell Tower by Herman Melville, narrated by Sam Cousy. In the south of Europe, nigh a once frescoed capital, now with dank mould cankering its bloom, central in a plain, stands what, at a distance, seems the black mossed stump of some immeasurable pine fallen in forgotten days with Anak and the Titan. As all along where the pine tree falls, its dissolution leaves a mossy mound, last flung shadow of the perished trunk, never lengthening, never lessening, unsubject to the fleet falsities of the sun, shade immutable, and true gauge which cometh by prostration, so westward from what seems the stump, one steadfast spear of lichened ruin veins the plain. From that treetop, what birded chimes of silver throats had rung? A stone pine, a metallic aviary in its crown, the bell tower, built by the great mechanician, the unblessed foundling, Banadonna. Like Babel's, its base was laid in a high hour of renovated earth, following the second deluge, when the waters of the Dark Ages had dried up, and once more the green appeared. No wonder that, after so long,